This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
94 WIP breaking news.
Well, we do have some breaking news in the NFL. Hugh, after about a week of Matthew Stafford flirting with the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants, he's staying with the Los Angeles Rams. All the reporters out in Indy are saying it's done. He's going to stay. He met with the Rams today. It was kind of weird
That's
for
fast.
The last week. Yeah. Well, I saw a report last night that he had worked out contracts with the Giants and the Raiders. Like, basically, if him and the Rams decided to part ways, he was going to one of those two teams. But I guess, Hugh, my guess on this was Stafford wanted to see how much someone would pay him. Then he brought the money back to the Rams.
Took a long, hard look at it.
And then, like, wait a second. Am I going to end my career with the Raiders?
Wait a minute. Those are the two teams he picked out, the Raiders and the who?
Giants. Well, they were the only ones that showed real interest in him.
He was like, nah. Did that before. But even in Detroit, they weren't bad because they kind of resurrected that the fan base a little bit when he was there.
Well, he made the playoffs a couple times.
Yeah.
But you only have a couple years left. You're going to waste it with the Giants or the Raiders?
L.A., Vegas is not bad. New York, I'd have probably stayed in L.A.
So, I mean, I think this impacts the Eagles, obviously. I mean, I didn't think it would be a big deal if he got to the Giants. They weren't going to jump up as a contender with him. But the Rams, if we go back through the playoffs, they were the team closest to beating the Eagles. They were the one team that I was scared all week before that game. I felt like I was going to throw up the entire game until Jalen Carter made that sack. Now he comes back there. They're going to be a year older. You know, they're young players, Hugh. That, I look at them
Jerry
as
Verse
a contender.
Like they didn't miss a step.
Yep.
With Jerry Verse. Yeah, they got some good players over there.
Yeah, they're a contender. We'll see how good they are and what they add this offseason. But Stafford is going back to the Los Angeles Rams. All right, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard here. All right, we got a lot to do this segment, including a rock bottom check-in in a few minutes. And something that was said earlier in the show that kind of flew under the radar, but we can't let it slide the whole time. Ken and Cinnamon is up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's
Ken.
Up, Ken?
Joe, you're scared all week before every game, so I don't know why.
But I was really scared of the Rams game. That one got me. And
Hugh, this is nothing to do with sports, but a few months ago I bought a pickup truck.
Yes.
Because I'm retired, and I'm doing a lot of work around the house and stuff like that. Just a used pickup truck. I don't know how I went this long in my life without owning a pickup truck. And
Ken,
it is the greatest thing in the world.
Ken, let me tell you, since I got a pickup truck, I just bought the same truck, just a newer model. It's for about 20 years. I don't want to drive anything else but a pickup truck. It's just so easy to drive. That's it. That's all I want to drive is a pickup truck.
It's the greatest thing in the world, man. I get so much work done around my house. It's fantastic.
And I don't even do nothing, but I like the pickup truck.
I'm retired, so I got to do something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring some sense to this show, which I'm not sure if that's a core value. I think it is.
It's definitely not a core value, but we could use it once in a while. So you could sprinkle it in.
First of all, Myles Garrett is a better player than Nolan Smith. And Nolan Smith would tell you Myles Garrett is a better player than Nolan Smith.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But the question is, do you do something idiotic to get him on your football team? And the answer to that question is obviously
yes.
No. Just because he's a better player than Nolan Smith doesn't mean you do something stupid. And here's why it's stupid. So Kyle, being as short-sighted as he usually is, Kyle is thinking about these picks in terms of, well, what are you going to get at 32 anyway? Like, you know, completely ignoring that the number one value of these picks, all of these picks in Howie's hands, is the way he uses these picks to move around in the draft when they target a player he wants. So it's not who you're going to get at 32. It's how many of those chips Howie Roseman has to bring to the table to move around to get what he wants in the draft. As I've said before, and of course it's true, which is why I said it, part of the reason this defense was so good this year is because they embarked on a three-year process, which they completed this year, to get younger, faster, and cheaper. So now you're going to blow that up by bringing in a guy who's going to be in his 30-year-old season, giving him $200 million when you've got Jalen Carter that's due for an extension next year. Quinyon Mitchell, Nolan Smith's going to be due for an extension next year too, by the way. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean due for extensions the year after that. And so what you're doing is you're taking your Super Bowl window, which is open, because the Eagles are right now the best team in the league and the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. So that doesn't change. They're still the favorite. But now you have taken your Super Bowl window, which is as long as those rookie contracts stay rookie contracts on defense. And you've shortened it to as soon as you have to give Jalen Carter an extension. Because when you're paying Myles Garrett $200 million, you've got less money to extend the guys that are on the rookie contract.
You do. I mean, you're right.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about plant-based, there is nothing more plant-based than giving away all this crap, all this stuff, because we're afraid he's going to be a commander. That's why you pay Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. So nobody's game record can wreck your game. And they don't, because we've got Lane Johnson on one side and Jordan Mailata on the other side.
The
Commanders' entire defensive line is free agents.
Yeah.
So if they trade for Myles Garrett and give him $200 million and lose Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, are they a better football team? No, because those guys are good football players. So there's just no world in which this makes sense other than, you know, the plant-based world of, well, I want to get them so we win the Super Bowl next year. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year anyway.
Well, so I do think it gives them, and you and I see this more similar than we don't, I think it gives them a better chance next year, Ken, the Eagles, but it would shorten the window. I'm with you on that. It would shorten their window down. You know, I don't know how long it is, like you said, but I think it cuts it off or makes it harder to extend it as long.
I kind of view it as you cashing in on the window. Because I heard him bring this point up yesterday about closing the window or shortening the window. He said it's as long as these guys are on rookie contracts, which he stated himself is about the next 2-3 years. Myles Garrett for the next 2-3 years gives you a better chance to capitalize on that window. So I don't really think that point works.
Because, Kyle, because you're talking about the difference between using that window to pay one guy and having that money available to extend the young core of your defense over the next 2 or 3 years. Like, yeah. This math is not hard.
Well, the other thing is how he could turn, like,
he could very easily do this.
Well, but he could. But he also, when we talk about the pick, like the 32nd pick this year, and Ken kind of was leading us there, how he could trade that to someone and turn that pick into 4 picks over the next 3 drafts. I mean, we don't know what he's going to do with the pick. And then those are more cheap talent as these guys get more expensive. Ken, what do you got for a movie for us?
Well, I got to tell you that Big Trouble in Little China is a great movie. But I'm going to go back a little further. I think guys like Kyle's age need to learn what cool is all about. Anything with Steve McQueen in it will work, so I'm going to go with Bullets.
Bullet is a great movie.
I've never seen that one.
Great
Bullet.
Car chase scene.
Okay.
The greatest car chase scene I've ever seen. In that Bullet Mustang.
Yeah. All right. Good one, Ken.
Steve McQueen did all his own driving.
Yeah, awesome, Ken. Ken, enjoy the pickup over the weekend.
And here's another caveat. They're driving through San Francisco, like through all the winding streets and stuff. That's what Kyle, but you know what, Ken? I know you're not on the phone, but Kyle's not a car guy. No, he's not going to appreciate Bullet like that. Mm-hmm. He's not.
He's a star hunter.
I like the movie Cars.
Cars is very good.
That was good. That was a good movie.
And I hate to do this to Ken, but I have access to what I think is just a wonderful database here. Mm. These phone lines, and I can search your name and see what takes you've had in the past.
We chronicle the takes?
I can just see it if I so desire. And pretty adamant about not wanting Saquon Barkley. I just would like to point out.
Well,
not like the pause, though. It's the pause.
I know it hurts.
That wasn't a great one. Yeah.
Joe was like, well.
I mean, Kyle's bringing receipts. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No, Kyle plays dirty. You know, Kyle plays
dirty.
Below the belt, though. He likes
to. You know what's funny? And this is fine. I mean, this is part of what we do. people bring receipts to us about what we say all the time. We rarely bring the receipts to the caller.
I know Ken can take it, so it's...
Yeah. Here's the way I view that. I'm not the only one wrong all the time.
I haven't been wrong since I've been here.
Again,
I don't know why we keep having this.
There is something about growth and admitting you're wrong. I've reached a stage in life where I say I'm wrong every day.
We did a whole show about what were you wrong about. It was like pulling teeth with you.
I know.
I'm not stubborn.
You got to do it one day.
I'm not wrong and I'm not stubborn.
I'm not stubborn.
It's so liberating to just say, you know what? Screw it. I was wrong.
No. You know what Kyle is? Kyle's the type of person, if he's in a street fight and if it's not going his way, Kyle going to hit you in the nuts.
I'll kick you in the balls.
Kyle will kick you squaw in the nuts. And look at you and then hit you with the haymaker and put you to sleep.
I'll put my thumbs through your eyes.
We all know that. We can see it. That's no one is surprised.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying he's a nutcase.
It's a street fight, man. I don't know what you're capable of.
Speaking of that, do you know that there's a town in Pennsylvania called Blue Ball, PA?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There's Blue an Intercourse, PA.
There's a I didn't know that though. Intercourse, PA. But I said Blue Ball.
Are you planning a trip to Blue Ball?
No.
Okay.
Joe, after he said he realized. I'm not trying to go to Blue Ball. I'm not trying to go there.
But I asked because was it the algorithm or are you looking at a map?
No, because I was riding down the street when I was going home the other day. Because, you know, traffic going to Delaware has been kind of crazy. So I had to ride through it's called Chichester, right?
Chichester, yeah.
So I'm riding through Chichester.
I'm telling
the story. Chichester. So I'm riding past and I see a street and it's called Blue Ball Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, Blue Balls Avenue. No, it's called Blue Balls Avenue.
Oh, it's Blue Balls Avenue?
Yes, it's Blue Balls Avenue.
Speaking of Blue Balls and intercourse, I feel like that's the way, that's the perfect transition to what we heard Hugh say earlier today.
What are you talking about?
Well, you were describing, like, you were talking about movies and you getting gigs. Right. And this came up. Adultsy.
You know, sometimes.
You said that and no one teach you up. You just volunteered that.
No, I meant like, you know, like say I might be, you know, I had to take my shirt off or something. I'm like,
when you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I forgot about that one.
I did.
You know how often I say we're going to do things and then I say I ask for forgiveness instead of permission?
Yes.
If you're planning on some adult scene, you probably should go tell management before you do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work out well.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get naked on camera.
What is going on?
That did sound bad.
It sounded
and
terrible.
As soon as I said, I'm like, yeah, that dog don't hunt. That dog does not hunt.
All right, speaking of, Herb in the North or East. What's up, Herb?
Hi, what's up, boys? What's going on?
All
right, so I've been watching some of this. I watched a couple of days of it.
The Combine. You're scouting?
Yeah, the Combine, they had the defensive linemen. There's a lot of linemen, linebackers. They look good. I mean, in the first and second round, you shouldn't have a problem getting a lineman or a linebacker. But I don't know, there's this one guy that's a wide receiver that wanted to mock, you know, these guys that do the mocks and all that in the the kid was from Missouri. He's pretty good, this wide receiver. He's got real good hands.
What's his name? Burden? Luther Burden, is that his name?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That guy's pretty up and up, so, you know.
So you want a wide receiver, Herb? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I see on the TV, they flash up.
Sorry.
I mean, this is what I need you to do, Joe.
Okay.
Go do your homework this weekend. How much money? First of all, every team should get $300 million for the year. This $279, that's they're undercutting. NFL's undercutting.
Oh, you think they're not being fair to the players?
If you want the teams to be more competitive, you should make it $300 million, okay?
Well, they did bump it up from like 255 to 270.
They bumped it up. It's only a $20 million or whatever. But the thing is that go add up how much money that the Eagles that are got guys on contracts. What's the total amount? And then talk to me next week, okay? What I would do if I was Howie Roseman, okay, if you're allowed to do this, you give a guy like the linebacker, you give him X amount of money, and then let's say he's agreeing to $15 million. Give me a 4-year contract for $60 million. I guarantee you $50 million guaranteed. Okay, now some of that money can I disperse it to you and once you leave the team.
Like deferred money?
Like deferred money? Like the Shohei Ohtani
situation. Yeah, no, the football players aren't doing that. You can't
deferred money.
They want it up front.
Deferred money.
No.
That's the way you can sign all these guys. If you want to sign all these guys, you can do deferred money.
I don't know if you can.
That's right. Okay. Joe, he just told
you. Well, I don't know. You need to check in. Ask your boy up there in New York. Runyon or Troy Vincent.
Oh, yeah, we'll text Runyon, yeah.
If you can do deferred money.
I think he's the discipline guy.
Don't you know these guys, Herb?
Herb, what movie should we watch this weekend?
What movie? Dude, I don't watch movies, man. I watch sports.
He makes
one. The other day, the Sixers game, I went to bed because I had some kind of stomach problem with my food. I must have hit some bad food a couple of days ago.
Sounds gross,
I couldn't believe they actually, the game was tied up, and he throws the ball, and Paul George went the wrong way.
George Paul.
What's his name? Yeah, and Brunson got it and put it in.
Yeah, they stink.
I mean, crazy.
I know.
105-100. Them guys were hustling in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's about time. All right, Herb, hope you feel better this weekend with the stomach, and no movies for Herb. Herb, we appreciate it. Herb doesn't watch movies.
He was insulted that you
I know. He's a sports guy. Movies.
It was a lot.
All right. Well, he brought it up. Can we do a quick rock bottom check-in on the Sixers? Here's Stephen A. yesterday on why Daryl Morey might get fired soon. Let's listen
to this. Josh Harris, I want to make sure everybody understands this. Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, is also the owner for the Washington Commanders. Who's a co-owner in his group? Magic. It would happen to be Irvin Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Daryl Morey, I don't know whether it's true or not, but if rumors are correct that Josh Harris told you he was leery on giving Joel Embiid a max extension, and you said, Daryl Morey, it had to be done. If those reports are true, change is coming to Philadelphia. It's just a prediction.
So I don't know if that's true or not. If it is, that is a disaster for Morey. Because when he got the extra money, the $190 million, we all assumed it was like, well, the ownership wanted it. They want to get the stadium. If Morey was the one that thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, he might be. Heads might be rolling.
You got to pack those bags.
Yeah, you might want to get out of town.
Maybe sell your house to Myles Garrett or something like that. But this is not going to work out long term.
Yeah, they about to let you go.
Yeah, every day it is a new low with that basketball team.
It's crazy.
They play the Warriors tomorrow night, so Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
I might try to go to that game.
Yeah?
Why?
Yeah.
Isn't it obvious?
Free meal.
That and to see the Golden State Warriors. I'm wrong for that. That's wrong.
To see Steph Curry?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see the Sixers.
I might go see Maxie.
Yeah. What about Paul or George Paul?
See Joel Embiid sit on the bench chilling.
You don't want to see Paul after he gave up the podcast?
He's a new man.
He's been working hard in February. When did basketball season start?
In October.
Yeah.
He's in now. He's all in now.
A little late.
You can say that for the whole season.
Just in time, some say.
I probably would have kept that one to myself. I'm going to get in shape 2 months into the season.
Could you imagine if you, as a player, had a podcast?
I hear it every day. What do you mean imagine? Yeah. What it's
I would probably do a lot more cursing. I would definitely have to be on a channel where I could do it because I had to do a lot more cursing. When you're doing the porn,
but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I would probably get in trouble because a lot of people would probably say, why you got to cuss all the time? Because I'm comfortable. I'm with my friends. We're talking. It's not like we're talking at a bar.
unfortunately, for the dump button, you do that during our show sometimes.
Sometimes I get way too comfortable. You do. I gotta pull it back.
It's usually, you know, when we end up talking about defensive ends, that's when Hugh gets the most fired up. Mm. I mean, it's this guy.
No, it's been a couple times where we just talking about certain things and I just get fired up.
Yeah, why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
But you know what? I'm learning. It's like the thing that I've learned since I've been here, especially these last couple of days, nobody cares about that. We're so passionate. Don't nobody care. We don't care how it gets done. No. Just get it done.
Just figure it out.
Learning? You almost cursed like twice in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, I did.
And you talked about doing adult scenes. I mean, you did that, and that was unprompted. No one forced it.
I meant like grown up, like, you know, I meant like meaningful acting scenes. Because if I get into this Tubi thing, man, I want to help raise the bar on Tubi.
From what I understand, it won't be hard.
Yeah, I'm going to help raise the bar
on
Tubi.
quick NFL note. We let you know that Stafford is staying with the Rams. Hugh, we get some news out of Indy. Guess who the Giants might be pivoting to now that they got the N.O. from Stafford?
Deshaun Watson. Oh, Jameis Winston.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, listen.
Desperate.
That just goes to show you how much teams need that position. And you know what? You know what would be funny? If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants, they'll be a better team. I mean, that's no joke.
They played Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll be a better team.
But
the Jets were worse with Rodgers than they were with Zach Wilson.
Well, I think because to be
so
honest,
old.
He was divisive.
And he's old.
He's still divisive.
Well, he's still divisive. But I do think, let me tell you what I think is going to happen.
He's cooked.
I think, this is what I want to see happen. I'm not rooting for it, but I got a strong feeling that it might. They're going to put hands on Aaron Rodgers if he try that stuff that he tried with the Jets, with the Giants. Because those young cats, they were calling folks out all year long.
They were
calling.
Like, Malik Nabers and Kayvon Thibodeau.
They're going to spree well, Rodgers. And I'm here to see it.
This is the saddest end to any great career I've ever seen.
He's going to get whomped in practice one day for talking crazy. He's going to try that.
Draymond punched his teammate?
Yeah. Because he threw.
Wow.
He threw some of his Jets teammates under the bus.
Meanwhile, he sucked.
Yeah, they're not going to. I don't think them kids and are going to go for that.
again. All right, for everyone that we didn't get to, we apologize. We were busy trying to keep you from not cursing on the air.
No,
you guys.
No,
this guy needs a full weekend.
Belt to ass. Dude, for real.
Call me buddy.
All right, you guys have a great rest of your Friday and weekend. Afternoon show coming up next from Chickies. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!